Welcome everyone to a new interview on Small Caps Investment Research. We're very pleased to have Mr. Walter Johnson with us today, the chairman and CEO of Acme United Corporation, to give us an update on his company. Acme United is a worldwide supplier of cutting devices, measuring instruments, and first aid products for school, home, office, industrial, and hardware use. The company is listed on the New York Stock Exchange market with ticker symbol ACU. Walter, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
With the third quarter almost coming to an end, how do you feel about it?
Well, we gave guidance that the third and fourth quarters would be solid performers, and we were really trying hard to make that occur. It's gratifying when we look out in the marketplace at some of the back-to-school programs we have. We're seeing progress at Amazon. We're seeing progress with our efforts at First Aid Only and our First Aid customers. I'm feeling good. Of course, the quarter's not done, but we're executing as best we can.
Okay, very good to hear. And of course, Walter, everybody has heard of the trade war between the United States and China. How are the imposed tariffs on items being imported from China affecting Acme United?
Well, tariffs have created a lot of work for all companies that import products in the U.S. from China. And what the current tariffs have done is not only raised the levels on products that were previously covered, but there was a broad range of new ones that were also covered. And then there's another increase on December 15th, which means we've been very active meeting with our suppliers to take advantage of a weakening of the Chinese currency, which of course would give us some price savings. We've been passing through or trying to pass through price increases to our customers. And we've been working with current inventory and substitutions and product design to try to lower the impact of the tariffs. So that's in the short term. It's been a collaborative effort, and as much as retailers would like to suggest that they're not taking price increases and suppliers to say that they won't not pass through the increases, there is a middle ground. We're all in business, so we're working this collaboratively, although sometimes it doesn't seem that way. On another front, not all of our products are imported from China. In fact, about a third comes from the United States. And then there are other suppliers as well that are broadening our supply base. And that, to the extent that we start to substitute products imported from other countries, they're outside the tariffs, and it helps quite a bit.
And are you looking to manufacture even more products in other countries than China or more domestically?
Well, we already source items in Italy, Spain, Colombia, Pakistan, Egypt, and India. But there's opportunities to increase the sourcing outside of China. And many of the factories that we work with can take on a broader range of the same types of products. For example, if we're making some knives in Colombia and we start to expand what we import from Colombia, then we're doing a substitution away from China. Honestly, our Chinese suppliers are terrific. And I work very carefully and closely with them and respect the hard work and quality that they provide us. So I'm not anxious to make changes unless it's really needed. However, we do have a supply base that's increasingly broad outside the U.S., and we're bringing more products to the supplier's attention. On the other side, we make our first aid kits, our Spill Magic spill cleanup material, and our DMT sharpeners in the U.S., and we are in the process right now of working on a lease to expand our production for Spill Magic. We also have just completed a capacity increase at our DMT sharpener business in Massachusetts. So demand in these areas has been strong, and it's benefited perhaps by some of the tariffs, although honestly, they're just good products and we're selling them well.
Let's discuss some of Acme's brands in more detail. Cuda, for example, keeps expanding its line of fresh and saltwater fishing tools with lots of success. Do you see this brand continuing its strong performance?
Well, CUDA is doing very well, and the key is innovation. We're also bringing high quality and excellent value to the fishermen, the people that we're actually serving. And the brand is being recognized as a place to get excellent product at good value. We believe our tools are about the best available at the price points we're at. And the new introductions, such as our bait de-hookers, are receiving excellent customer interest. So we're very optimistic about the brand and sales that are following through. We're also increasing our distribution with new manufacturers, reps in various parts of the U.S., also in Europe and in Canada. And as they are effective, we believe we'll be gaining additional sales.
Okay, that's good to hear. Now, the Camillus hunting and camping items also continue to be solid contributors to Acme's results. What are the expectations for Camillus the coming quarters?
Well, we're gaining share with the Camillus hunting knives, and we're expanding more and more into the camping area. We're gaining distribution in Europe. We're gaining in the U.S. and Canada. We are also gaining in our distribution through online sales, both in the U.S. and Europe. So in aggregate, the brand is doing very well, and it's one of the best performers for us in the company year to date.
Also, your first aid brands are doing very well. Would you give us an update on the smart compliance business and why it's having such a big impact with your customers?
The smart compliance system puts all the essential first aid kits for an industrial site in a single kit. And as long as that kit continues to be filled and current with unexpired product, it then meets many, many regulatory and safety regulations. But more importantly, it gives a resource for the company employees. Should they be injured, they've got fresh supplies in the adequate quantities and the adequate quality to treat most major first aid issues. The software that we have is called Safety Hub. And what that does is, as the products are used or they expire, they're automatically read and then recorded so that we can replenish those cabinets to keep them current. This is in contrast to our competitors who use people driving vans going into individual sites and locations and filling manually each first aid kit before they get back in their car or truck into another location. We're able to provide the refills at a substantial savings relative to the van-based system. And it's enabled because of the Safety Hub software and automatic replenishment. In other words, we're using the internet instead of a truck, and those savings go directly to the customers. They're also able to gather information based on safety history, types of accidents, and comparative safety records in different plants using our software. And for safety managers, this is a very effective tool for managing and making the workplaces safer.
Well, that's just fantastic. And as you mentioned earlier in the interview, due to high demand, the production capacity at DMT, the Diamond Sharpener brand, recently had to be expanded. Has that process been completed and have the significant back orders been filled yet?
Well, we increased our DMT capacity by about a third, and the physical completion was done in June. Then there's training of additional workers and increasing the efficiency of the new workers. And we've come up to speed. We're addressing the back orders. And honestly, some of the customers we were not able to ship because we didn't have product. And we pushed aside orders so that we wouldn't be back ordered and have unrealistic expectations for some of these customers. They're now turned back on. Sales are increasing. We're very happy that the quality has been maintained and our output has increased. So as we're looking into the remainder of this year and next, we're excited because we've now got the capacity to expand.
Speaking about expansion or growth in Europe, sales in the second quarter grew by 28% compared with the same period in 2018. What caused this boost, and do you see this trend continuing?
Well, the first in the office products area, these would be the traditional scissors, rulers, binder clips, and other items that we sell in Europe have been growing because we've been gaining market share. We're very effective in our production offshore, and we're able to pass on savings that some of our competitors can't because of the volumes we're dealing with. The second is the Westcott brand is a strong consumer brand, and we provide differentiated products at higher margins. And these might be the titanium nitride scissors, which are almost diamond-like on their edges, or our non-stick scissors, which are ceramic-based and we believe the best on the market. And as we migrate some of our customers to these higher value-added products, there's also a margin increase. In addition to that, DMT has been very well received in Europe, and it's been part of the problem with our back order is that we had unforecast demand in Europe, which we're now satisfying. And our online business in Europe has been growing very, very quickly. So between the online business, market shares with Westcott and the DMT production, as well as the CUDA and Camillus lines, Europe is doing ahead of plan and doing well.
Okay. It's no secret, innovation is in the heart and soul of Acme United. So which new Acme products can we expect to see on the shelves in the coming months?
Well, one of the products that won't be on the shelves, but will be in industrial warehouses and in the stores for internal use, are ceramic safety cutters. And these blades are produced by Slice for us, and they've got patented designs to be safer than traditional stainless steel razor cutting edges. And as a result, it's unlikely that you'd slash so deeply by missing a finger or get a serious accident. We are growing at over 100% a year with these products, and we're expanding that consumption. And it's a who's who of major retailers and online distributors who are buying the products for their own use. So there's one introduction that we're expanding both the product depth as well as the number of customers. Another area is the cutting edge on some of our high-performance hunting knives are going to be carbide-based, which is the next generation of our coatings for very high-performance tools. And those will be in the market during the next 6 months. We've shown them to the market. The reception is strong, and we're very excited. We think these are breakthrough coatings. And finally, in the first aid area, we've updated the safety hub so that we can capture more data quickly and make it easier to scan the products. And as we speak now, the safety hub is being demonstrated live to customers at the U.S. National Safety Conference in San Diego.
Excellent. Now, investors who follow Acme United know that you're constantly looking to acquire an attractive company that fits within Acme's existing structure. Are you looking at a particular sector, and is there anything in the pipeline at the moment?
We're looking at companies that can either provide a complement to our existing product families, in other words, a product line extension, or maybe they give us a distribution channel in a different geography than we currently have. For example, first aid in Canada would be logical. We've got first aid in the U.S. Many of our customers are cross-border. Others might be a competitor, where we're just taking a competitor, consolidating its customer base, rationalizing our combined inventories, and perhaps providing better customer service and pricing to that company's customers. And then finally, there are the deals that come in that we really aren't expecting, and it just makes sense to us. I can tell you that we've got an active pipeline right now. We're working very hard for our next acquisition. We've paid down a substantial amount of debt in the past 12 months, and we feel as if we're ready to take on another project.
Before we go, what can we expect from Acme United in the next 12 months?
Well, we're working very, very hard to deliver shareholder value. And that may seem somewhat of an obvious, but really it's the reason we're in business, our primary reason, and we're very, very focused on it. There's growth opportunities in our segments. I've outlined some of the new products that we're introducing. And in the coming quarters, I hope we can share some of what I think will be successes near term and then deliver strong results.
Fantastic. Walter, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us, and we'd be more than happy to have you back for an update in the future.
Thank you so much.